my arrest is a clear, undoubted part of political persecution of political opponents by Mr. Museveni and his regime. It is done in complete violation of our laws. It is an act of impunity on the part of the regime police. And, you know, this is part of the reason why we are struggling to have a new system in our country, a new system of political management in our country. The struggle in Uganda is not just an electoral contest, it's a liberation struggle.
The police said that your arrest and that of Mr. Mbabazi was preventive, meaning that perhaps they had to do that because you were going to, cause trouble or what?
Well, of course, that's what they said. They base themselves, that law on which they base such actions is a law that was enacted in 1957 by the British colonial government. And it's a law, therefore, that is meant to repress citizens, that was meant to service the colonial regime. And that is the dilemma that we have. We are supposed to be an independent nation, but being run by colonial institutions and colonial systems.
You have announced you are going to be contesting the 2016 presidential election. What does this arrest do to you? Would that get you to change your mind?
Well, as you may be aware, I have contested in three previous elections, 2001, 2006, and 2011. And all these elections were heavily marred by malpractices, by offenses, by vote rigging and the like. And therefore, in such an election, it's simply not possible to determine who actually has won or who hasn't. And so, in the upcoming elections, we have made it clear that there have to be reforms to the political system that can engender a free and fair election, even if it meant that the election is not held on the time when it is supposed to be held. We are going to be fighting tooth and nail to make sure that there are reforms ahead of the next election.